Now, a protest was held outside Dáil Éireann yesterday evening against the construction of a 140-unit apartment development on the site of the Bessborough Mother and Baby Home. The No Building Over Bessborough group received support from across the opposition benches in the Dáil yesterday and called for state intervention on the matter. Developer Estuary View Enterprises have been granted permission for a large-scale residential development at Bessborough in Ballinure in Blackrock in Cork. The development will involve the demolition of 10 existing agricultural buildings and log cabin structures and the construction of the 140 residential apartments across three blocks. There'll be a library, a lounge, a workspace, a function space. Planning granted by Cork County Council is subject to 70 conditions. Labour Senator Laura Harman was leading the protest last night and said her party will be lodging an appeal along with Carmel Cantwell, whose mother was in Bessborough, so there could be no building on this sacred site. Ms Harman said it would be unacceptable to build over a site like this. She said it should be a memorial and used for education, and the state should purchase what remains of the Bessborough site, around about 60 acres or so. Now, over the many years of Bessborough operating from 1922 to 1998, 10% of the 10,000 or so women who went through its doors as a mother and baby home came from this county. So there are lots of people here, lots of survivors here, and children of survivors here who would be concerned about this. Shortly before coming in here, I spoke to Labour Senator Laura Harman and first of all asked her about her opposition and what she wants the government to do in terms of stopping the construction on the site.
So there was a great turnout at the protest outside Leinster House yesterday against any building of apartments on Bessborough. There was cross-party opposition support, and we heard from many survivors who were affected, those who are looking for answers. We know there's 159 missing babies who are unaccounted for, and the Commission of Investigation previously said that it was highly likely that there was babies buried at Bessborough. So the Labour Party, along with my colleague Councillor Peter Horgan in Cork, are lodging an appeal to this planning, and along with Carmel Cantwell, who's also campaigning along with other survivors. So we will be lodging that appeal this week. We believe that the site is completely unsuitable for apartments. We think that that will add trauma on top of trauma for survivors. And we feel that the site should be taken in by the state and brought into public ownership, and that it should be a memorial to the 19,000 women and children who passed through the site, the over 900 babies who died there. And we feel it should be an education site as well. I mean, schools should be able to visit it. We should be able to learn about this past so that it could never happen again. So we will keep protesting on this. Hopefully appeals will be successful. There have been other attempts to build on the site previously over the years, you know, which have been stopped. And look, we are determined to stop this. And as we said yesterday, you know, we'd be willing to stand in front of diggers ourselves if planning for apartments proceeds. We feel that it's an insult to survivors, those who suffered great trauma because of Bessborough, because of what was done there, because of the lack of care that was shown for pregnant women who were unmarried at the time. My mother was an unmarried single mother in the late 80s. She wasn't in Bessborough, but she knew people that were in Bessborough. She had friends who were sent to Bessborough. And even at the time, you know, women couldn't do right, you know, if they were pregnant outside of marriage. You know, they were effectively shunned by society and mistreated. And I think we need to move away from that past in how we did treat those mothers, how we dealt with pregnancy and reproductive rights in the past. And this site is a constant reminder of that. It's a constant memory of that. And of course, it's not just you know, a Cork issue. I mean, there were so many women from Kerry that went to Bessborough, women all across Munster and Ireland, you know, that were sent there as well. So this is huge significance for women and families in Kerry.
Yeah, almost 10% of the 10,000 women who entered Bessborough between 1922 and 1998 were from Kerry. So there'll be a lot of people in this county who have gone through there and affected, and children and the whole lot from that. Laura, what
The overall plan for apartments, I mean, this isn't the only thing that's been built on Bessborough. Around 150 acres of the 210-acre original site has already been built on. There's housing, a hospital, offices and a retail park. Why are these apartment blocks such a problem, given that there's been building already taking place in the site for you and for survivors?
So there are 60 acres of the site that's left currently. And really, you know, we feel that there's highly likely, you know, human remains on the site, remains of babies who died there. 923 babies died at Bessborough. 859 of them are unaccounted for. And the Commission of Investigation said it was highly likely there was remains. So survivors believe that there are, you know, babies buried on this site. They want answers. They need that closure, that justice. They want to ensure that, you know, these babies who didn't get dignity in life are offered dignity now. They deserve that. And the planning itself that was granted by Cork City Council initially has a number of different conditions attached to it. So one of them is that, you know, if they find bones or juvenile remains, that the planning has to halt. Another one says there should be an archaeologist on site when the diggers are effectively digging up the site. Now, we feel that that is an absolute afterthought, and it's a kick in the teeth really to survivors. And really what should be happening is that a survey should be carried out of the full site. There was no radar penetration surveys taken out on the site previously. That's something that we'd be calling for, that they do a proper investigation of the site itself. You know, we can't allow diggers to go in building on it when it's very likely there are remains there. And I'll be raising this in the Shannon today with Minister Norma Foley in terms of the Children's and Equality Department, asking, you know, what is going to be done to preserve this site. What is going to be done in terms of getting full answers and truth for survivors? You know, those 10% of women that went there were from Kerry.
Yeah, is that possible, though? I mean, this was raised at all by Holly Cairns of the Social Democrats yesterday. Jim O'Callaghan was taking the questions, and they talked about the Commission of Investigation report into mother and baby homes. It carried out a cartographic and landscape assessment of possible unrecorded burial arrangements in Bessborough. It also carried out a site survey and consulted with people in responses to its appeal seeking information about burials there. It concluded that it was likely that some of the children who died at Bessborough were buried on the grounds, but it was unable to find any physical or documentary evidence of this. As no evidence of locations was found, the Commission did not consider it feasible to excavate the full available site, which amounts to 60 acres, or the former 200-acre estate, which, of course, has been built on now. And he said, while he acknowledged that the pain and survivors, that survivors are feeling from Bessborough, that the news that sites be developed, you know, there's no other avenue for them. If the state was to buy the site, for example, unless there was specific, strong cartographic evidence as to where bodies are buried, they could find themselves buying a vast site for the purpose of carrying out excavations that could take an interminable period of time. That was the state's response.
Firstly, they didn't conduct any radar penetrating survey of the site itself. So the surveys alone, I believe, didn't go far enough to actually ascertain, you know, where human remains may be. And we can't leave it up to private developers to go in with diggers to be finding bones, you know, of babies, and then to be saying, right, we have to stop this. So I think it's actually appalling that the state haven't done their due diligence. This is still very much, you know, in the duty of care of the state, in the sense that there was the investigation done and the redress scheme, and there still isn't full clarity in relation to it. So the state, I believe, still has full responsibility in terms of, you know, dealing with this, in terms of offering answers. And at the end of the day, you know, if there was a headline in the paper this morning, you know, that there was, you know, remains found or bones potentially in a site, there'd be, you know, an investigation. And the fact that it's at Bessborough or at other mother and baby homes across the country shouldn't negate the fact that we need to find truth here. And I think it's absolutely fitting that we need to really reckon with that past in Ireland. We need to fully reckon with that, face it, face that truth. I mean, Micheál Martin himself, when he was responding to the Commission of Investigation and delivering a state apology in relation to it in 2021, he said that it's the duty of a republic to be willing to hold itself to account and to face uncomfortable truths. So we'll be asking him to step in. It's his constituency as well. You know, his colleague Norma Foley as well, responsible in terms of the Department of Children and Equality. And I believe that they haven't done full justice for survivors. And even the redress scheme alone, there's a huge amount of that that survivors haven't been able to access or claim. So there is money even unspent there from the state itself. So we believe that they should step in and purchase, you know, this site and in consultation with survivors and create a memorial. But ultimately, a full proper you know, service should be published, and the full archives as well haven't been fully published either. So I'll be asking the minister in relation to that as well today in the Shannon. I'll be asking Norma Foley, you know, can you publish, you know, all of the details in relation to that and the initial surveys as well. But look, at the end of the day, this is about the survivors as well and the families. Yeah. I mean, I think
Let me ask this, Dara, just on, in relation to that, the developer S-Review Enterprise grant permission for a large-scale residential development. It'll involve demolition of 10 existing buildings, agricultural buildings, log cabin structures, 140 residential apartments across three blocks. There'll be a library, a lounge, a workspace, a function space. There'll be a pedestrian bridge. There's been 70 conditions attached. The developer has to retain the services of a qualified archaeologist to monitor all of the site works prior to the development. The excavation has to be monitored by a forensic archaeologist and osteoarchaeologist, forensic anthropologist with expertise in skeletal juvenile remains. The location of items of evidential value, you know, such as coffin timber and nails, has to be noted. Records have to be kept on that. And in the event of human remains being located during the course of excavation, all work shall cease at all parts of the proposed development site, and the relevant authorities will have to be informed. So does that not have protections that as they build, if they find anything, they'll have to stop?
Well, I think firstly, I mean, that's no way to treat, you know, the potential of human remains. I mean, you wouldn't do that over a graveyard. You wouldn't do it over another site that is likely to have human remains. I think it's very disrespectful. And my question is, why are we leaving it up to private developers to have to go through a site and to go through soil with an archaeologist to find out if there's bones there or not? I mean, it's a completely disrespectful way to go about it in the first place in terms of human remains. And it's an admission, really, that they're very certain almost that there is remains there if they're putting in these conditions in place. So my question here is, why is the state not doing this initially? I mean, we should be doing a proper survey from the state with archaeologists, a proper radar survey of the site to ascertain initially, you know, the truth of the matter. Is there human remains there? Where are they? What is the extent of it? Where are those 923 children in terms of the 859 that are missing? Where are they? We need to answer these questions first. I mean, imagine being a survivor or a mother who had a baby in Besborough and having to watch diggers going in there, private developers, yeah, not knowing what bones are coming up or what's happening there.
Yeah. Laura, on it, you're saying even if you're unsuccessful with the appeal, you'll put yourselves in the way of diggers. Will it really come to that? Will you go that far?
Well, look, I think people feel very strongly about this. I think there will be further mass protests, you know, but I would be hopeful that appeals would be successful and that we'd see sense on this matter, that the appeals would be successful. So look, we'll have to see what happens, but there are comprehensive appeals being put in, as I said, by the Labour Party, by Councillor Peter Horgan in Cork, and by Carmel Cantwell as well, who has been campaigning with survivors there. So we'll have to see what happens, but I have to say, you know, I have to commend the survivors who not only are dealing with the trauma of what they dealt with in terms of that institution and the after effects, but they're also having to be full-time campaigners from themselves and others. And it takes a lot of courage to do that and really look to the women of Munster and Kerry and Cork who were affected by it. You know, as I say, my heart goes out to them. And I think the courage they've shown has been just immense.
Okay. Listen, Laura, we'll leave it there. We'll see what happens from this point. But thanks very much for taking time to talk to us about the programme this morning.
Thanks.
Senator Laura Harman, Labour Party there, will be raising this issue in the Shannon today with Councillor Norma Foley, or TD, I should say, Minister Norma Foley, calling on her to intervene as well. The government saying they can't intervene in a planning issue, but they're calling on them to purchase the site, and they're going to oppose this all the way.